Now we have five probable cases in Wisconsin right now. What's a probable case as opposed to a confirmed case?
Probable case is one in which there has been identification of an influenza A virus, but it's not conventionally subtypable, so it needs to go to CDC for confirmation that it is the same strain that's circulating elsewhere at this point.
Now you've been studying the swine flu for some 20 years, more or less. What is it about this? I understand this is a very unpredictable strain.
Well, I think it may actually be too early to say whether this strain is unpredictable, but it certainly is a different strain. It's one that has not been isolated from pigs or people in the past, and it has a relatively unique genetic makeup. Whether that forebodes anything in terms of what the ultimate outcome of this outbreak will be remains to be seen.
Now, we know it can be deadly. A child in Texas died earlier this week. But what about, say, healthy adults? Are they in danger of dying? Or are we talking about the very young, the very old, and the very sick?
Well, influenza in general causes its most severe disease in the very young, the very old, and those with comorbidities, as you've alluded to. This strain, at least in the initial cases, seems to also be attacking young adults. That's a pattern that was also seen in 1918, and it's not entirely clear why that happens. In the case of this year's strain, that may be something specific to the virus. It may also just be that young adults are out and about and in contact with other people to a greater degree than the very young and the elderly.
Now, how do these outbreaks get started? Why do they happen at certain times and not others?
It's a great question. This virus, if you look at the genetics of it, it certainly is derived from viruses that have circulated in pigs. Knowing that, we know that at some point this virus had to make the jump from an infected pig to a person, probably someone who was engaged in farming or some other activity that brought them into contact with pigs. And then the key is whether the virus adapts itself to be able to spread readily from person to person.
Now, we've heard advice like wash your hands, stay home if you feel sick. It may sound trite, but actually that's a very effective way to contain the swine flu.
You're absolutely right. There are some very simple but important things I think that people can do. Washing your hands, although this is a respiratory virus, it doesn't have to be spread just by being coughed or sneezed on. It can be exchanged with respiratory secretions on someone's hands. And then social distancing, as it's called in public health, staying home if you're sick, avoiding contact with people who are sick. Those kinds of things just basically reduce the chances for a sick person to come in contact with and infect someone who has not yet been infected.
Chris Olson, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.